sounds a little more pet, you know.
Okay. All right. Say if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was last, somebody might say, well, you sure did a lot.
Grow.
Okay. Or somebody might say, he certainly has.
Grown.
Mm-hmm. He allotted 1 year.
He grew.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman, have you ever heard people call him anything in particular?
Bastard.
Yeah. Would that be a crude term to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This adjective, say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot. What would you use for a comparative there of loving? Jane's a loving child, but Peggy's even a lot. If she's even more so, Jane's a loving child, but Peggy's a...
I don't...
More loving, lovinger?
Oh, more loving. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. In,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What about if you had a brother and he had a son, that son would be your...
Nephew.
Okay. A child that's lost both of his parents, he's a...
Orphan.
And the adult that's appointed to look after him?
Foster parent, guardian.
Okay. Say if the house is full of people like your uncles, nephews, nieces, grandparents, people like that, you say the house is full of your...
Relatives. In-laws.
Okay. Or say if I'm telling you about somebody I know that looks a lot like you, might even have the same last name, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no... to him.
Relation.
Okay. Somebody that comes to town, nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger.
Now, what about somebody from another country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever call anybody a foreigner, even though he's not from another country?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe so.
Foreigners.
Yeah. Foreigners.
All right. What about a few proper names? So a girl's name...